Hey everyone, thanks so much for listening to The Own It Show. As you know, our mission is to redeem the health of the world. And I've got a new book coming out on April 23rd, The Power of Ownership, Redeem Your Health, Live Life by Design, and Break the Relentless Pursuit of Normal. And if you go to thepowerofownershipbook.com right now, you can have access to the book. You can get access to all the behind the scenes content, the hidden videos, the blueprints, and also entered in a draw to have some personal one-on-one time with myself. And so that's at thepowerofownershipbook.com. Be sure to get that resource so that you can take ownership of your health. Until then, let's get back to the episode. Studies that have come out on HRV show that a chronically low HRV leads to chronic illness 10 to 15 years earlier, meaning you're aging biologically faster than you are chronologically.
This is The Own It Show, where we tell stories of how everyday people made ownership theirs.
Hey guys, welcome back to another week of The Own It Show. I'm your host, Justin Rothling-Schofer. And if you guys are new here, be sure to go check out the other episodes. We're over 200 episodes deep, and there's a lot of great information, a lot of great guests, a lot of great conversations. A lot of great topics, ranging from health and wellness to holistically integrating values, systems, building businesses while maintaining your own health, and really kind of giving people frameworks for that. And so if you're new here, we tell stories of ownership and what ownership really looks like, what a life in ownership can look like, because we're all looking for more. We all want to be more productive. We all want to be more inspirational. We all want to be more influential because we all have a God-given calling. We have a calling to be world-class at something, and that's already inside you. It's not something you need to earn. It's not something that you need to qualify for. You already have it. It's just about going through life and helping you understand what your God-given calling is. And so if you're with us last week, we talked a lot about order. We talked a lot about figuring out where maybe your order's wrong. And I got an inundated inbox. Inundated? Yeah, I think that's the word. An inundated inbox of messages. Basically asking about how do I determine my order? How do I figure out what this is all about? And so I built a framework that can give you guys a place to start. And that's what I want to go over today is what does this framework of proper order look like, no matter what you're trying to do to own your health, no matter if you're a professional athlete or if you're a beginner who's never touched foot in this space. And quite frankly, if you've never touched foot in this space, this is an amazing place to start, an amazing value. Because it's going to save you years and hours of wasted time, energy, and just thought power. So as we go through this, guys, if this resonates with you, please comment. Please put a little review on this episode, no matter where you're listening to or going through this podcast. Because when you give a 5-star review and you put a little comment, it helps the reach. It helps the organic reach of what it is that we're doing. Share it on social media. Share it with somebody you love. Because at the end of the day, that's all we're trying to do is help people get clear and concise information that is truly powerful that changes their lives. So, I want to dive in here. What does it look like to create your own order? In getting your health right, what does it look like to create your own order? And so at the bottom, I want us to think of a pyramid. Okay, think of a pyramid. And this pyramid is going to consist at the very bottom. It says HRV, heart rate variability. Now, I know people are rolling their eyes and going, oh, Justin, this is like more technology. Why do we have to start here? And the reason is it's not because we're starting with technology. It's because HRV is truly the language of our body. Now, if I sent you over to a foreign country and I said, okay, listener A, I want you to go buy me 5 apples, and I plop you down right in the middle of Japan, and I said, go buy me 5 apples, but they need to be this specific type of apple, and they need to be this size. And you didn't speak the language, you couldn't read the signs, you didn't know where you were going, how successful would you be? You might find it eventually. But it would take you more time and energy than's possible. And if the reward at the end of the day wasn't worth the effort, then you'd probably quit. And that's what happens with our health all the time, which is why HRV is such a powerful tool and a powerful metric, because it helps guide us and know how our body is adapting to the stress and strain and how the activities, behaviors, and habits that we're engaging in or that we're adding or changing in our lifestyle are helping us or taking us further away from where we want to be. So it starts with finding HRV. Whether you have an Apple Watch, a Fitbit, a Polar, a Garmin, a Whoop Band, be sure that you have something that measures HRV. They all do. Every wearable device measures HRV, even the obscure ones. They all measure HRV because it's becoming this world-renowned metric that I've been looking at since 1998. And so be sure to understand where HRV is. The higher the number, the more adapted you are to the stressors, mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally. The lesser the number, the less adapted you are, mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, to those stressors around you. HRV is going to help determine where you focus in each of these eight areas of lifestyle. And we call these the eight controllables. And I want you to use this framework as to how do you determine what you focus on, because we can't change everything overnight, and nor do I expect you to. This is an iterative process. And if you give yourself, I would say, 4 months of intentional behavior change and focus, you will not recognize yourself in 4 months. You'll look back and go, I don't know that person. I don't know those habits, those behaviors. I literally don't recognize what's been going on with that person. And so those eight controllables, be sure to write these down or listen to them. Exercise, nutrition, hydration, sleep, immune function, environment, self-care, and mindset. Those eight areas, those eight categories, controllables, we call them, have certain habit structures underneath one, each one of them. And to understand if the behavior change is actually impactful for you, what I want you to do is I want you to choose two controllables. Take myself for an example. Self-care and hydration are two that I know I need to improve on. I know I need to get better at both of those. Don't drink enough water, don't have electrolyte mixes, and I don't give time just for me throughout the day. So the two behaviors I'm going to give myself are, I'm going to drink half my body weight in ounces of water a day. So I'm going to start carrying around this water bottle. Perfect. I know this water bottle right here is 42 ounces. So I'm going to have to get 2.5 of these a day. Amazing. That is my habit. That's what I'm focused on. And what I've noticed is when I get 2.5 bottles of water in, my HRV is higher than my average. Amazing. I've done it for 4 weeks now, and I've seen my HRV average go from 87 to 96 in that time span. Amazing. Obviously, it's working. Obviously, it's alleviating stress that's been going on in my body that I was unaware of, thus giving me a greater capacity. The same thing with self-care. I all of a sudden took self-care and I was like, you know what? Every night, I am going to spend 30 minutes in prayer and breath work prior to going to bed. I'm going to make this a part of my night routine. The other thing I'm going to do is I'm going to, in the middle of the day at noon, from 12 to 12:15, I am going to do a walk outside and finish with 3 rounds of breath work. Amazing. That's what I've chosen to do. And the same thing, I've seen my HRV average come up. Now my next ones that I'm going to focus on, because I need new sense of habits, I'm going to come back to nutrition. Nutrition's another one that I want to step up. 3 meals a day is something that I need to make sure I'm getting in, and 2 pieces of fruit. Those are things that I know I need to get in. I need to be better at that. And I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to track if my HRV continues to come up or it drops or it stays the same, because then it's definitely not the habit change that I've just added that's either benefited it or not benefited it. But now I have a metric that can help me understand if my behaviors are helping or not. And the other thing I love about this is that all of a sudden we don't need a device to tell us whether we've got more stress in our lives or not. We don't need a device to tell us whether we sleep better or not. But I tell you what, when I stay up until midnight, 1 o'clock, and then get up at 6, not only do I not feel great, not only do I feel a little bit more foggy brained, but I see it quantifiably, because my average of HRV of 94 all of a sudden dips to 75 when I wake up the next day. So I understand the impact that not sleeping well does on me, knowing that HRV is the measure of how my body is adapting to stress and strain, and that is real. And the studies that have come out on HRV show that a chronically low HRV leads to chronic illness 10 to 15 years earlier, meaning you're aging biologically faster than you are chronologically. How terrible would it be if, as Ed Milet says it, you have the opportunity and the power of one more? What if your power of one more, your opportunity for one more, came 20 years too soon? Man, that hits home. That bothers me every time I say it. And it inspires me to continue to want to look at this and get that HRV up and understand the language of my body and say, Justin, body, I want to help you. I want to create this. And so that's the order. That's where we start. That's the foundation. Understanding HRV and the impact on the A-controllables. Choosing two. And you continue to step those up. You continue to make those changes over the course of 6, 7, 8 weeks. Continue to add those on. At that point, you jump to the second tier, which is testing. If all of a sudden I've gone and I've got my water dialed in, I've got my nutrition dialed in, I've got my sleep dialed in, I've got my immune function. I know that when I drop 3 days in HRV, that I'm focused on maybe phytogen or echinacea or oil of oregano or something. I've got, or a multivitamin, where I have certain types of teas. I've got like a plan. My environment's great. My exercise routine's great. I'm dialed in, but I want to now take it up a level, make it a little bit more specific. That's where you do your testing, your DNA testing, or your cellular testing, so that you can now get a specific multivitamin. You can get some specific changes that need to be made to your nutrition, to your hydration, to your immune protocol. That specificity is what becomes really powerful. And this phase right here lasts somewhere between 3 and 4 weeks, where you get it, you start learning it, you implement it, and now you should start to see the positive changes in HRV again. You come back to the base. That's why that's where we start. And then as you start living that way, you start going through this, and all of a sudden you're like, you know what? I wonder what would happen if I added some red light to my routine. You don't have to go buy a red light. Maybe it's just about getting up and seeing the first sunlight in the morning. That's red light, naturally produced, God-given. I wonder what would happen if I did a sauna every single day, or I did a cold shower every morning. I guarantee if you did a cold shower every morning, you'd start to see some fluctuations in HRV, and you can start to figure out pretty quickly that you're going to want to do a cold shower when you see your HRV above your 10-day average versus when it's below. You're going to start to cue in to the specificity and intentionality of why you're doing certain things, not just grabbing random tools. You might be like, hey, I want to get a continuous glucose monitor to dial my nutrition in even deeper and see where the certain spikes in blood sugar happen so I can start to learn what's happening again. And when I see the spikes in blood sugar, I'll actually be able to correlate it back with a drop in HRV the next day. And so that order that we just went through, HRV, A-controllables sit at the base. Testing is then on top of that. Your tools then get layered on top of that. All while through the entire process, you should have a coach, you should have an expert, you should have somebody that is allowing you or able to filter all your questions for you. Because the biggest mistake I see is that people talk to their sibling who's an expert in this. They have a personal trainer they're talking to about this. They might go to a functional medicine doc that they're talking to about this. They're listening to the latest podcast on that they're talking about this. They're getting information from some guru on Instagram that's talking about this. And all of a sudden there's conflicting information pieces, and you get back into this cyclone of confusion. And the devil loves confusion. Evil loves confusion, because then you don't know what direction to go. You don't know whether it's up, whether it's down, whether it's left, whether it's right. And then you're just like, ah, you know what? It's not for me. I'm going to continue to drive my car that's just beaten and not real nice, and not steward it like it's God's temple that you're carrying God's calling in. And so if you come back to order, you come back to that order, HRV and the A-controllables at the bottom, testing on top, tools on top of that, integrate a single point of contact, a single trusted source that you can filter everything through that becomes your time energy shield. You're going to be able to go faster, meaning seeing results quicker. You're going to be able to feel like you understand it and comprehend at a higher level. And you're going to feel empowered, because the decisions you're making and the processes and where directions that you're going are going to be so much more impactful. When we increase competence, we increase clarity. When we increase clarity, we increase confidence. When we increase confidence, we increase consistency. When we increase consistency, it creates the change that you're looking for. As we talked about, guys, if this is resonating with you, if this is something that's been of value, share it with somebody. Share it with somebody you love, somebody who's struggling, somebody who's like, man, I've been going in circles. I don't know where to go. I don't know where to turn. Give this to them. Give this to somebody who needs something to be able to understand where they need to begin, where they need to start, and leave a comment, leave a little review, share it on social so that we can reach more people. And as you guys go back, take this to heart. Take this to heart. This is something that I want you to realize the greatness that you have inside of you. I want you to feel that this vibrant energy that exists, because that's the life and body that we've been given. And just because your heart is pointed in the right direction doesn't mean your body will get the message. Habits are going to eat willpower for breakfast, and willpower will never be enough. And so we have to make sure that we have these things in proper order. We have to make sure that we have our systems, processes set up in order, just like our businesses. Success is different. So own your different. We'll see you guys next week.